Blog Talk Radio.
It is time. It is that time. Yes, it is. It's time to awaken to empowerment. Yeah, you know, we are here for such a time as this. Very, very true. I thought I did a 15-minute show today. Well, I'm scheduled for a 30. We'll see how long this lasts today. But I did get some great news today. My inside guy, whose friends were part of the Insiders in Afghanistan, they're evacuated. They got out. Thank you, Lord. Miracles happen. Let's just keep praying. Let's keep praying. We see a miracle, and we're grateful, and we're blessed, and we thank you for that. Let more miracles happen. This is our Yasha Prayer Force part of our show for today, the 25th of August. And let's read from Jesus' calling. I am the eternal I am. I always have been, and I always will be. In my presence, you experience love and light, peace and joy. I am intimately involved in all of your moments, and I am training you to be aware of me at all times. Your assignment is to collaborate with me in this training process. I have taken up residence with you. I am central in your innermost being. Your mind goes off in tangents from its holy center time after time. Do not be alarmed by your inability to remain focused on me. Simply bring your thoughts gently back to me each time they wander. The quickest way to redirect your mind to me is to whisper my name, Yeshua, Jesus, Jesus. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for rescuing those patriots in Afghanistan. We're very grateful that you got them evacuated. Please, Lord, let more people be saved. Let more of our military be saved. And God, please shine your light on the truth. We thank you for our country. We ask that you please give our leaders wisdom and discernment to make good choices and expose the darkness. Please, God, let us bring the light to the darkness. Let us be the light and be the change. Thank you, Father, for this great country and the beautiful melting pot of different nationalities coming together to make a wonderful America. God, your word tells us to pray without ceasing. And 1 Thessalonians 5:17. So, God, we pray every day. We pray for your wisdom, your discernment, your peace, your protection, your provision. And we thank you for we receive it. We rebuke any negative. We rebuke any negative, and we know that the haters, fakers, liars will be exposed, God. Expose the darkness, God. Help good people that are fighting this fight to stay strong in the fight and realize they can't give up, because we can't give up, we can't give in, God. We America was founded on your principles, Father. So, God, we ask you to lead our leaders, guide us, touch us, expose the truth, keep your hand of protection and provision on our country, those that are in Afghanistan, bless those poor little children that have to deal with this. And, God, expose this pandemic for what it is. I mean, is this true? God, is it true? Is there some? I mean, obviously there's something going on. Give us wisdom and discernment to deal with all of that. And God, in our personal lives, we just want to thank you for all of your protection, provision, blessings. We ask that you lead us, guide us, touch us for you and for your glory. This is what we ask in Jesus' strong and precious name. We receive it by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we know we are covered by the blood. Amen. Okay. Starting to pray every day. We start our Awaken to Empowerment, Yasha Prayer Force, part of our show every day. And, you know, I like my name. It means free man, strong. strong in battle, fierce in battle. I guess it's the feminine of Charles. Interesting. But let's remember what Thomas Jefferson said. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what will never be. We cannot be ignorant. That's why we choose to awaken America. So let's read from our book that we have been, because history is important. Remember who we are. Shocking Secrets of American History, 115 Surprising Amusing Tales by Bill Coate. This is called Lynch Mobs in the American Revolution. The story is old and often told. An outrage against public morals lights the fires of revenge. And lynch mobs rush in to ensure satisfaction. Sounds like Antifa. Over the decades, thousands have been denied justice at the hands of enraged citizens who more often than not take their victims to the nearest tree and leave them dangling at the end of a rope. Nearly everyone rejects these explosions of vigilante justice. That is why lawmakers have promulgated a number of lynch laws at the federal and state levels. It's just too bad that while they're at it, they can't rescue the reputation of the man whose name has become synonymous with the illegal attempts to administer justice. The use of the term lynch mob has its origin in the American Revolution. After forming an army and declaring their independence, the colonies prepared to take on Great Britain, the most powerful nation in the world. At the same time, however, they had to deal with enemies from within. Not every American colonist supported the fight for independence. About one in four remained loyal to the king. They were called the Tories. And they were generally despised with a vengeance by the rest of the population. Actually, mob action against the Tories began a good while before fighting between the Patriots and the Redcoats broke out. Tory Edward Snow found his Massachusetts home to be befouled with feces and feathers in 1770. And again the next year, poor old Fillard Dibley, a Tory from Connecticut, was victimized so many times that he slit his own throat, and this happened well before the Boston Tea Party. With the actual outbreak of hostilities in 1775, Tories from Massachusetts to Georgia suffered at the hands of the Patriots. None, however, was more persistent in his persecution than the certain justice of the peace from Virginia. His stated objective was to hurry the loyalists out of the land. Harry the Loyalist out of the land, sorry. One did not commit a crime in his neighborhood to be punished. All that was necessary for one to be charged with being a Tory. Any person who was even suspected of being a Loyalist was hauled before the magistrate and summarily deprived of land, houses, and livestock. After their appearance in court, local patriot mobs would then plunder the Tory home and turn the booty over to the Continental Army. This gave rise to the term lynch mob, and there was a good reason for that. The judge who opened up the Tory homesteads to patriot plunder was none other than Charles Lynch of Lynchburg, Virginia. His autocratic legal pronouncements from the bench gave rise to the term lynch law. And this time, this was applied to attempt any self-appointed guardians of the public good to administer justice. And there it stands today. What began as one man's fight for patriotism during the American War for Independence came known as Judge Lynch in action, with a decade or two term, was being applied to any uncontrollable mob. One has to wonder how Justice Charles Lynch of Virginia would think about the legacy he left in American jurisprudence. Interesting. Hey. You know what? They were trying to... I'm sorry. I think that he might be right, though. These people, if you don't like what we're doing here, then don't stay here in America. They were loyal to the crown, although, remember, these were a band of brothers and insurgencies. We were rebels, tax rebels. You know, we wanted freedom, liberty. We didn't want to keep paying all their damn tax. Anyway, interesting stuff. We are in interesting times. it's interesting. I guess that bill passed the House, $3.5 trillion, you know, the Biden and Bernie blueprints of bankrupting America, that's what it is. Thanks, Biden. Yeah, Jobama, Biden. Biden and Bernie blueprints for bankrupting America. Well, friends, I don't know. I don't want to do a really super-de-duper long show today. I thought I pressed 15 minutes on my clock when I started. I didn't. And I haven't even gone 15 minutes yet, that I do know. But, yes, we're days away from having to be out of Afghanistan. There's still tens of thousands of people there that are in danger. So keep praying for them. You know, Gavin Newsom is being supported by Kamala Harris. Isn't that a shock? These elitists, I mean, where is the room for we the people? These people are so elite. They don't care about us. And they need to remember who they work for. They work for us. So we need to show up, stand up, speak up, never give up, never shut up, don't put up. That is what we have to do here because we are awakened Americans. We are awakened and empowered Americans. And it's our country, it's our time, and we need to be truthful. We need to fight all of our battles on our knees. And we will win every time, but we have to expose the truth for what's going on. Now, I heard New York governor adds additional 12,000 deaths to this COVID tally. Yeah, So Governor Cuomo, because of his wonderful brilliance and they have being a super spreader governor, I mean, come on. How many people have to die because of these fools? You know, we need to kind of, you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I do believe in, you know, in good laws that are beneficial to all people. But what they're doing is taking control, and they're trying to make themselves more powerful. And it's hurting us. It's hurting all the people. It's hurting our kids, hurting families. We need to awaken America. We really do. I would get involved in some good campaigns. If anybody knows anybody who's running for office and they're a patriot, get involved. I've talked to some people today. They're giving money to Larry Elder. They're donating to his campaign because he's Gavin Newsom just outspending, you know, it's crazy. So friends, we need to be smart. We need to show up. We need to fight hard, and we need to understand what's really going on. So I guess Democrats are starting to urge Biden to get Trump's immigration policy. Biden did hold a cybersecurity summit today, but, you know, the security at the Kabul airport is frightening. So we're in some deep, wild stuff. So, friends, pray. We need to get better policies. We need smarter leaders, and we need real leaders. We need leaders that actually give a rip about our country, not people that care about their bottom line. You know, show up to your representative. Sometimes, I don't know if they've been doing this, though. They used to do town halls. They're not doing stuff like that anymore. They're just not. Oh, my goodness. Oh, friends, crazy times we live in, but I guess times were crazy before, too. And I was watching something about Big Brother with all the technology, and that's frightening on its face. Now, I was told by someone, if you take your battery out of your phone, they can't track you. So, but now I heard the new phones don't have removable batteries. Isn't that special? And I guess this 5G is not so great, too. So I don't know. Yeah, my company's getting rid of my little 3G flip phone. Yes, I am speaking right now on a 3G flip phone. Isn't that amazing? Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. I just don't know. But I do know thoughts are things. And we become what we think about most of the time. And in America, we can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We got to think good thoughts because our vibe does attract our tribe. We need to be positive. We need to remember we can do all things to strengthen us. And we need to find joy in the little things. But we also need to understand where we're at right now. And, you know, we need to rise and lift others to teach, you know, each one reach one, each one teach one. But you see, in America, a woman can start a business and actually be successful. It doesn't happen everywhere. That does not happen everywhere. It happens in America. We're so blessed in this country. And we're going to lose our blessings if we don't appreciate them. I mean, you know, look at what America gave the world. I know there's, you know, a lot of people who hate this country because they go to stupid public schools, okay? Like, oh, let's read Perks of a Wallflower for, you know, fifth graders because they're gifted, they're smart. And that's like a freshman high school reading level. Yeah, for real. Because every kid needs to understand about voyeurism and homosexuality and homosexual rape. And, yeah, I mean, that's just real good, positive stuff we're putting in our kids' head. And, yes, that's a true story because it happened to my son. Gifted program, teacher didn't even realize what was in it. So we're going to be putting garbage in kids' heads. I mean, critical race theory. You know what? I don't give a rip what race you are. How much melanin you have in your skin makes no difference to me. If you're a butthole, you're a butthole, okay? I judge people by the content of their character. If they're people of character, like they return their shopping cart or they don't leave the frozen food out in the frickin' aisle to go ahead and get spoiled. Yeah, I was at a store the other day. Some moron left, like, cream cheese and frozen food just like, you know what, give it to the cashier. They'll put it away. This is why food costs are expensive, you ignorant, selfish human being. They would rather have you take the perishable food and have them put it away in their front end. I mean, people are such rude ignoramuses, okay? I mean, they don't care if you leave stuff behind at the register. They would prefer it. So if you're shopping, don't be a butthole and leave stuff in the aisles. Bring your shopping cart back. Offer to take someone else's shopping cart back. Like, just little things like that to be like a huge difference. Be the change, remember? Gotta be the change you wish to see in the world and make it on the smallest level. Yeah, well, we're back in Cook County here. I went outside of Cook County to get stuff done today. I don't know if I was in DuPage or Kane. I was in Kane. And so, but yeah, I mean, seriously, Cook County, they're making people be mask holes again. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. 100 degrees with the heat factor index when people are like driving around their freaking cars with masks on. Are you freaking kidding me? I won't shop in Cook County. Although I did go into Cook County and Gail knows me. She said, don't worry about it. Because people are sick and tired of their BS. You know what? And then we need to start finding out about this, these natural antibodies. I mean, I think there's some BS going on. A lot of these airlines now are making people take the COVID shot. Military is saying that everybody has to take the COVID shot. In the city of Chicago, Mayor Lefty Leftfoot, Lighthead, whatever her name is, the hat trick of, you know, the hat trick, the black lesbian female. I think she just identify as a female? No, she's a real female. She's not transgender. Ah, see, transgender, she would have really got it. Yeah, we don't need to teach our kids about that stuff, okay? We don't need to let kids be 6 years old and say, you know, I don't know what gender my kid wants to be. You know what? We talked about this yesterday. Let's not be stupid, okay? Yes, there are people that do have gender dysphoria. Yes, I get it. There is a percentage, but we should be indoctrinating our kids with that and, you know, critical race theory and all the stupid that we're teaching our kids. Teach the kids basics. Teach them math. Teach them science. Teach them history, real history, not fake history that America is a horrible country. You know, America is a great country. Think of people like Henry Ford. Think of people like Thomas Edison, who actually kind of, you know, I mean, let's be real, Thomas Edison had a big money guy behind him, J.P. Morgan. Tesla had a way to do electricity for free. But, I mean, we still brought electric to the world. Now we're going to some of Tesla's, and actually I think they use alternating current anyway, you know. I mean, and I'm okay with companies making profits. I mean, that's cool. But don't put your profits before people. You know, don't be stupid. Don't be selfish. But anyway, this is America. I mean, women can have businesses. Everybody can rise here. You know, I mean, don't think, because, and don't let people tell you, well, you know, you're a woman and you can't do that. You're black. Oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, yes, you can, as long as it's legal and ethical. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You do have whatever your heart desires, because thoughts are things, and we become what we think about most of the time. And we need to get back to good preaching, good pastors, not these BS dividers. We need to be a united country, because you know what? Anybody in their right mind knows that a country divided cannot stand. And the worst thing to do for our country is to divide us amongst race and gender and all this other nonsensical division that they're doing. We are Americans. We are united. This is a great country. We want to keep it that way. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Perfect is the enemy of great and good. Jesus is perfect. And that'll be our next journey, you know? So, friends, this is Carol Ann Pracy. This is Awaken to Empowerment. Be empowered. Go study something good. Learn a little bit of history. Go out and help somebody today. Talk to people. Yes, I'm really grateful that these folks are out of Afghanistan that one of my guys was telling me about. So that's a blessing. But, peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, peace of mind. You know, be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. Remember, all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. So go on out there and start being the change. Peace, love, freedom, and peace of mind. We're going to do little Boston. Peace of mind.